The chazaka gimel shanim. That's a chazaka. If you're down in the field the last 3 years and you're eating all the fruits off the field, that's called a chazaka. That's a raya of chazaka. But b'nichse hager lekana. This is not a ma'isa chazaka. The b'nichse hager. This is not a kinyan b'nichse hager. So here you see, not like we said before, not like Ula, that certain things is a kinyan b'nichse hager, and it's not good for the proof of chazaka. And certain things like achilas peris, that's the proof of chazaka, because the owner can't stand still to watch somebody eat up his peris. He should have protested if he didn't sell it. The fact he kept quiet is the proof that he sold it, even though eating peris is not a kinyan b'nichse hager. So here back to kasha, maishin ha-reisha, maishin ha-seifa. What's the difference in the ratio? Why isn't the ratio a cheskas gimushanim? So the Moran says, Elo Amar Rav Nachman, or Marav Bar Avua. Rav Nachman said over the name of Rav Bar Avua, I'll tell you that Hoch over here, the chiluk is like this. Hoch b'chotzer ha-shutfin askinim. We're talking about over here a chotzer that belongs to shutfin, that there's partners here. So that's the chiluk. The Bahamodo kedir le-kafti. Amechitza kasti. Here, if you have shutfus partners, so even though one partner deposits his animals in the field for 3 years, and really is not supposed to do that, because the field is meant for both of them to use, not to deposit animals there. But still, there's a smaller shutfus, and not makpid that much there. One partner is not that much disturbed, the fact the other partner uses it for his animals. That's why he was in Mecha for 3 years, even though he did not give him permission to do it. But still, there's a svara shutfim like kasti adadi. Therefore, in the ratio, when one shutfim is just depositing, just leaving his animals there, or leaving the tana b'kirayim b'rechayim there, they're not makvijel there. But a mechitza kapti. But even a shutif, if he sees the other partner coming and building up a wall there around his animals, around the tana b'kirayim, that bothers him. Then he should have been meicha. And if he was not meicha, then we have the proof of cheskas gibushon. If it's a third person, not a shutif, then even by animals there would be a chazaka. Because tamanan, an owner, wouldn't watch the way somebody deposits his animal in his reshut. So even just the hamadas behema would be a cheskas gimushanim. But our mishnah is talking about shutfim by partners. By partners, and they're not that matnit. Therefore, that kvadr is only when you build a mechitza. But without a mechitza, then there's no kvadr. So the Gemara Kash, Ivy or Tanan, we learned. Ha shutfim she nodru hano. Zemizeh, shutfim they made a nisr hano. They made like a nisr neder. That one cannot have enjoyment from the other one. The rosh is asurim likonis lechotzer. The rosh is even to come into the chotzer. So what do you see from this? So Ram explains that shekol zeman shelechoko es hachotzer. Kozman, they did not make it, they did not divide up the chotzer, so then nichnas kolechot b'chilek haveroi. When you walk in, it's called you walking into your side and to your friends also. Zekom leb le'yachot v'aroi. Therefore, since you made a neder not to have any enjoyment from your friend, from the other shutif, you're not allowed to walk into this field. Because by walking into the field, you're having enjoyment from the other ones to share. Shereinem ha'chaveroi. Shereinem ha'chaveroi. Now the proof, what the question is? The question is like this, that you see over here, the Bahamoda Kasti, just on the stand in my field is Akpoda, like not anybody can come into the field. Do you mean specifically, if you're going to tell me, the Le Kasti, that no, owners don't care if somebody else stands in the field, Shutfim do not care, then Mutalama the Chotra Averoi, Avatisha Muru Menu Hano, the Chibun Le Kasti Bamidu Harei Hefker Es HaChotter, the Chol B'nei HaChotra Lama Voi, Gabi Amida, Mida Ein Lechelik Voi. If you're going to tell me this svar is the owner, does not mind if the other shutfus just stands in his property, says, so it's like the standing in my property saying, I'm masker it to you. It's like, I don't care, it's not mine. So when you made a neder not to have enjoyment from me, hanor means like something special. Something you want to give me pleasure, I can't have pleasure from you. But if it's something you're not masker on, anybody can come and stand in the chotzer, so then there shouldn't be an isser hanor. And here, since we see that there's an isser hanor, for one shutif just to stand in the chotzer, so here we see minastam there is hakpoda. The owner is makpid, does not like the way the other shutif just stands there. So we have a kasha. There should be a chazaka then. When one shutif uses the property for 3 years by depositing his animals there, the other shutter that bothers him. So he should have been meicher. If he wasn't meicher, that should be a proof of chazaka. So, for who you see that the shutzim are makbid on hamada, so why in the ratio isn't there a good chazaka? So my answer is, Elo Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Hocho Berechovo Shel Achurei Batem Askinon, De Bahamoda Kedi Lekafti. I tell you, our Mishnah is not talking about the chotzer in front of the house. In front of the house, then even Shutzim on Makbid Zel Zer. Then there would be a Chazaka Bahamoda Sbehimo in your chotzer. But here our Mishnah is talking about Berechovo. That's in the back of the house. Over there, you're not so Makbid as someone just stands in the chotzer. So therefore, our Mishnah that says that Hamodah Seim of one Shutif deposits his animal in the Rechovah of the Shutif, there it does not bother him. In the Rechovah, in the back of the house, there it doesn't bother you so much. So there, Bahamodah di Lekafti, but I'll tell you, V'yamachit Lekafti, who in the other Shutif, when he goes and builds the wall, that bothers you. Then there'll be a Chazoka. Rapapa says, Rapapa Ramar, Edi V'chotra Shutif, and I say no. Both our Mishnah and the Zod Aloch and Mishnah Nedorim is talking about a chotzer that belongs to Shutzim. So does the Stira. But I'll tell you like this. The Ika de Kafti, Vika de Kafti. Sometimes the owner of the Shutzim are makbid, it bothers them, even though the other Shutzim is just standing in his property. It does bother him. And certain times it does not bother the owner. So Ika v'Ika, Yesh v'Yesh. Some people are makbid, some people are not. Therefore, Gabi Mamayna Lakula. In our mission over here, where you want to bring a proof of chazaka to be moisty the kaka from the other one, you have to go to kula. How moisty the chaveri all over raya, but you have to go to kula to say there's no chazaka. Because maybe the owner of the other shutter is not makbid. He doesn't mind the fact that you stand in his chazar, that you use your animals, let them stand in my chazar. Therefore, you have to go to kula to say there's no chazaka. You can't be moisty the mammon. But Gadi Yisura, but a shal of Nidorim, near Tanissa. You made an issa neder, Yobel issa la yachel, that you can't have enjoyment from your friend. There is a suffix if your friend is makbid or not. Therefore, the chumrah. Therefore, by nedarim, we go to chumrah to say it's also for you to have enjoyment from your friend, chotzer, just getting there. Therefore, there's no stira between mamnis and isurim. Taka suffix, some yes, some no. And therefore, by mamnis, we go to kula, and by isurim, we go to chumrah. Ravina says, L'yaylom le'kafti. I tell you, really, they're not makbid. L'yaylom le'kafti. That shutzim are not makbid if their other one stands in the chotzer. And so, it's a kasha on the Mishnah Nedarim. What does the Mishnah Nedarim say when two shutzim make an issa neder? They can't have enjoyment one from the other. They can't even stand in the chotzer. Why not? I shutzim are not makbid. So I tell you, v'homani Rabbi Eliezer. That Mishnah Nedarim is a yochid. It goes according to Rebbe Eliezer Shita. The Tanya would learn like this. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer says, Afilu Vitor is also the Mudur Hano. Even Vitor, that's the extra money they give when they're not makbid, by Yisur Hano, that's also. But the Rambam explains, Afilu Vitor also, that means Kugoyin, Bal Habayis, Shemudur Hano Michenveni. Habal Abbas got angry at his storekeeper, his grocery man, and said, I'm not going to have any enjoyment from you. He made an issa neder not to have enjoyment from the storekeeper. Now, the shalach le balabai is prut lechenveni, likos yemenu meya goizim. The prut, like that's mutter. Like you're allowed to buy something off the store man. You're not called having enjoyment from him. You're paying money for it. So you're allowed to give him a pruta to get back a pruta's worth of nuts. Now, what happens is, for hoisiv lechenveni achas yisera, oishtayim, instead of giving you 100 nuts, he gives you 100 and 102. So, normally, that he's being nice to you. You don't have to pay for that. Little person doesn't have to pay for this. That's called vitter. He's like giving you a little bit extra because he likes you. Here, also balabayis diyosa vitter. Here, the balabos is not allowed to receive except this extra not the two. Shaisa lechenveni. The matonahu. It's called giving you a present. V'yavo pishu l'shalachim nami yosef. Even though he does this to anybody else. Me, Rablezo, no, still tosa. So Rablezo is a big machmir in Hilchos Nedarim. To say that even a type of a pleasure that he's not giving you specially, he would give this to anybody, but still it's called you having a dream from him, for you it's also. Here also, the mission in the Dorim, that says by two shutfin, one shutfin cannot stand in the other one's property, that couldn't leave it to Rebbe Lezer. That even though Samazah, the shutfin are not makbid zel zel, Rakoponim for Yisra Hanor Itosa. Omer Reb Yechanon, Mishum Rebbe Beno, Vakoyol Shutfim Makvin Zeze. That Shutfim and two people own the Chotzer together, they have a right to stop the other one from doing something that he's not supposed to. But their Shutfim is an agreement what we're allowed to use it for. If one Shutfim wants to use it, at least to store his blankets there, so the other one has a right to stop him, you're ruining my Chotzer. So Vakoyol Shutfim Makvin Zeze. Chutz min akvisa, excluding to wash clothing there. If one of the wives want to go down and wash the clothing in the chutzah, the other shutzah can't stop her. Shein darkon shel benois Yisrael lehizbazas al akvisa. Because it's not nice, Azrael, the other way they would have to do is go down to the river to wash the clothing. And when you wash the clothing, you have to uncover your arms. It's not so sneer thin. To kiss the benois Yisrael do not like to go down to the river to wash the clothing. So therefore, they're better off doing it in their own backyard. Therefore, here it's muta. Rav Shlomo is saying, Chutz min akvisa, she tiknu lo chachomim, she yase b'chotzo b'akochon. Rabbonin gave the heter for one shutif to wash his clothing there, even though the other one does not agree. Yeah. Lufi shenakles bazla, she tzvichon lamet shom, yechoyfos legal esoik lamet benor. So otherwise, they'll have to go down to the river to wash their clothing. It's not so tznias there. Therefore, this takona that the shutim have to allow one another to wash their clothing there. Now the Pesach in Shayol says, V'yotzen einov miroi furo. Person should hold back his eyes from seeing bad. What does that mean? Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Zeh shein mistakel v'noshim v'shor shoim dos al akvisa. That a man that does not look at the ladies when they wash their clothing. As I was saying, when they wash their clothing, they're not so sneers. They have to roll up their sleeves. So the man that does not look at them, that's called oitzen einov miroi furo. He holds back his eyes from seeing Ra. The Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what are we talking about over here? The Rambam explains that the Mashtabeach Bekroa, the third, the Posik, is praising this person, the fact he's closing his eyes. So what's so great, like it's calling him a tzaddik, why? Hechi Dami, Idi Yikodaka Chriti, if there's another road to go down, and this person chooses to go down the road that's near the river, it's so Roshu. The person's a Roshu for choosing this road. He should have went down the other road. Like you're supposed to be machik min avera. The kaimalon, hachik min akir, you're supposed to take yourself away from dirt. So if you have another road to go down that you won't see the ladies at all, even though you go down the other road that goes down near the river, and even if you close your eyes, still you call the Russia. Because you're not supposed to bring yourself close to an avera. Elamai the Moshe says, Idaleka dark achriti. Elamai, there's no other road, but you have to go someplace. And the only road is that goes near the ocean. Says, so on the so. Then the life you're an honest. Rashi is in the stock of Derech Lechosoi. If while you walk and you look, you're an honest. And the honest are come on a patrei. If so, what does the Torah say? You have to close your eyes. And the Pesach is saying a big praise upon you. So Gemara says yes. L'yelam, really we're talking about over here. Teleko dakra achriti. There's no other road. This is the only road to go where you want to go. And you have to pass by the beach. The afiluachi still. Mi boile lemenas nashay. And you're supposed to make sure that you keep your eyes closed and do not look there. Rashi says, "Lahatayt einov letzadacher." You have to turn your eyes to the other road, the other side. Behind the mishabeach mekro, that's the person giving a shmak of praise. The honest nashe chotzer, the person holds back himself and does not look there, he's called a chotzer. Now, baita, boi minei Rabbi Yechanan me Rabbi Beno. Rabbi Yechanan asked a question from Rabbi Beno. Before it was Rabbi Yechanan said over the name of Rabbi Noah, now Rabbi Yechanan is asking a question to Rabbi Noah. Cholok shel Talmud Chacham Ketzed. How is the clothing of sneers of a Talmud Chacham? What type of clothing should he wear? So it says, Kol shein besara nira mitachtav, that you can't see his flesh underneath it. It means like he has a long rekel. So Rashi says, Rashi Bam explained, Kol shein besara nira mitachtav, she orach, that the clothing is very long, at pisas raglan, till his leg, till his feet. Shlayira kashielach yachov. Even when he's walking barefoot, people should not be able to see his feet. That's how much he covers himself. That's called the choluk of a talmud chacham. Talis, the shel talmud chacham. What's called a talis that even puts on top of that? Ketzat, kol shein chaluk nira mitachtav. Tefach. The talis goes down so far that you can only see the bottom tefach of his clothing. Rashi says, "Mekatzer shemitzchasa ba'kol b'gadol."